RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rolling along here on Sabres Live. Thank you for your ongoing support of the Sabres 50-50 each night at KeyBank Center. So many great organizations are benefited by your generosity, and you can get your tickets now for the Badges and Bravery 50-50 raffle. It's presented by Northtown Automotive. You could win a guaranteed $10,000 jackpot while supporting a great cause. Proceeds benefit the Buffalo Police and Firefighter Arno Memorial Foundation. And the drawing is on February 1st, so we're just over a month out from that. Get your tickets now at sabres.com/5050. Okay, real quick, on our Sabres Live poll, what are you seeing, Marty?
What I'm seeing is that Josh Norris deserves to be an option. Oslin is out there. Mm-hmm. Oslin Norris Tuck is out there with a honorable mention.
How sore are your arms today? You must have been doing some serious back padding after all the like individual storylines you nailed last night in pregame, intermission, and postgame.
It was funny because what did we talk about? We talked about Oslin and then he scores. And then we talk about Tuck in the first intermission and his role with that line. He scores two. Only one counted in the second period. And then I'm like, you know what? Benson had a great period. He scores early in the third. Like, dude, that was so good. But yeah, so anyway, so some of the results also, Mike says, I don't think this poll does justice to the team. Goaltenders are playing better and the team's playing better D in front of them. So it is hard to answer that poll question because I feel like there's a lot of different options that deserve to be mentioned.
What do you think the league would look like without coaches? And I ask you this because...
Would it make a difference?
Because once again, we find ourselves in a world where show me a good goalie and I'll show you a good coach. Yeah. And there's no greater example than the feel-good story of the first 2+ months in the NHL, the Ducks. And then Dostal, but everybody was like, wow, they turned a corner. They've got this and this and Quenneville and Boom and Verbeek and that. And then Dostal got hurt. Huso did a nice job. But since Dostal came back, you're not going to believe this. He has a 402 goals against with an 836 save percentage. But the funny part is, in the same time, Mrazek has a 773 save percentage and Huso is at 857. There is no coach in the world that can win when you don't get any saves. And all of a sudden, the Ducks have lost 7 out of 9, 5 out of their last 6. And what do you do, right? It's not coaching. Like, it is not coaching. And, oh, my goodness. Like, what a miserable showing they had.
They dominated the Sharks last night. I mean, they outshot them 42-13, and the Ducks lose 5-4. Mm-hmm. And you're right. So Dostal started, and Mrazek went in, and it wasn't any better. Now, Askarov tried to do everything he could to allow the Ducks to come back in the game. He had a Alex Lyon puck-handling moment that ended up in the back of the net. Mm-hmm. So that was that. But you know what? Again, like you look around the league, the Jets, they got their goalie back in Connor Hellebuyck.
Disturbing, aren't
it's
they?
It's disturbing. I mean, they're not doing well. And Scott Arneil, like last year, as the Vezina Trophy winner and the MVP, and I'm not saying this is bad goaltending. They're not getting bad goaltending. They're just playing bad right now as a team, even though Hellebuyck is one of the better in the league.
They can't score. They have 3 wins in 18 games since November 21st. That puts them at the bottom during that period of time with the Blackhawks. They are so close to last overall after being first overall last year. This is crazy. And Hellebuyck is 1-3-3 since returning from injury with a save percentage below 900. His goals against is okay, but his save percentage is not where it once was. And the margin is painfully thin right now for the Jets because they can't score.
They can't score. Marty, and so they lose to the Oilers yesterday. And all of a sudden, you know what? The Oilers are first in their division right now because Connor McDavid, he did get a point on an empty net goal last night, but he had 32 points in 12 games, right? Like he was on fire, which now you say, okay, well, when the best player in the world decides to go forward, well, the team goes with him.
And if you're the Jets in the Central, but more specifically their fans, because the players can't really concern themselves with this, but the optics are so frustrating for this Winnipeg team that never was able to scale the mountain and get to a Stanley Cup final. Now you're looking at trying to get past, in your own division, Colorado, Minnesota, and Dallas? Good luck to the Jets.
Not going to happen. Good luck to the Jets. Another team that lost yesterday, and it was a bit of a tight game. It was a 4-3 loss for the Utah Mammoth against the Nashville Predators, Duffer. And I'm looking at the standings right now. And Utah, outside the wild card right now, and they've played 40 games. They played more games than everybody.
Yeah.
I am concerned for Andre Tourigny, the coach of the Utah Mammoth right now, because I don't think they're going to wait long in Utah. This is second year, and that ownership group is going. I'm a little concerned. You know, Bear Tourigny is a coach my brother in juniors. I've known him for a long time. I think he's a good coach. He had success with Team Canada, everything, but I feel like they may pull that rug at some point here.
Because they're in a mediocre cluster of teams contending for the two wildcard spots in the West. There's very little to choose from seven teams right now in that cluster. The Kraken are right back in it after going 4-0-1. Nashville is in it because of the dazzling play this month of Steven Stamkos. My goodness. So this is where absence makes the heart grow fonder. We haven't had many shows. If we had had a lot of shows, I would have been talking about Steven Stamkos every day because he has matched history with 6 game-winning goals this month of December. He's got 5 goals in his last 5, 9 in his last 9, 11 in 13, 13 goals in his last 16 games, and all of a sudden, Nashville is right there in that cluster of teams that has a legitimate chance.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At one of the two wildcard spots. It's remarkable. It's been all goals for Stamkos. It's been all helpers for O'Reilly. And somehow they are right back in it.
Now, I know you read the NHL morning skate notes usually, so I'm going to do a little trivia here, but Steven Stamkos has 4 straight game-winning goals with the Nashville Predators. And I was like, well, that's got to be tops, right? But no, he's the second player in Nashville history to have 4 straight game-winning goals. And I'm like, man, who would be the other guy? Like, as I'm reading this, thank goodness the NHL Morning Skate actually gave the answer. Usually they say he's the second and don't give you the answer. But
was it his fellow July 24 free agent signing buddy in Jonathan Marchessault?
No, it is not.
Oh.
So Stamkos became the second player in Predators history with the winning goal in four straight victories, following Mike Fisher straight from January 23rd to February 4th in 2012. So we're talking about 13 years ago. Almost, but yeah, Mike Fisher, not the guy I would have picked, but yeah, that's a
And not legend.
It's David Legouin. It's not that legend, David Legouin. It's not JP Dumont. It's not those guys. It's not Scotty Nicol or Jordan Tutu. Well, let's name all those old Preds guys.
That elite company that Stamkos is in with six game winners in a month was it actually gave me a great flashback because Johan Franzen, the mule with the Red Wings, had a month like that. And I remember that time period. It was like, this guy cannot do anything wrong. And the Wings were so good at always finding a player like him, right? Net front presence, just, you know, never the star player, but they were always able to have that guy. And Franzen,
because you said the
so
mule,
skilled.
That's a great nickname. For those that don't know, Johan Franzen in Detroit, he was skating around and the guys were like, this guy is a bad skater. He looks like a mule out there, but he works so hard. And he so they called him the mule, which last night, if you were watching the post game show, heard Zach Benson refer to Jack Quinn as Twos. Mm-hmm. And that is the nickname I'm going for Jack Quinn now, Twos, and the job that he's doing.
Well, I'll quickly get around some of the other big stories here in the NHL. I mentioned Ottawa's dropped three in a row. The Bruins have lost six in a row. The Kings have lost 7 of 9. Minnesota, who the Sabres did beat not that long ago, the Wild are 9-1-1 in their last 11. And Calgary is 12-5-1 in their last 18, as they are still very much right back in that wild card mix. So it's been an interesting last couple of weeks here, especially in the Western Conference, because obviously all of our attention is in the East, and yet attention is divided at the best of times, but in an Olympic year, it becomes even more so because you're focused on your Sabres team success. You're looking at individual stories and performers, like how is Tage Thompson or Alex Tuch going to make the U.S. roster? You are focused on Canada tomorrow, right? It's the announcement.
Tomorrow at noon, they're announcing it.
So for me, the Olympic question that has changed the most with Canada is not, will Celebrini make the team? It's how high up in the roster is Macklin Celebrini going to be on night one of the Olympic Games? This kid, last night, if you're talking about storylines from each and every night, Celebrini is that. Like, it's not just 3 points. It's stunning points that he delivers night in and night out. And last night, he became the second fastest teenager in NHL history to have 10 three-point games in a season. Marty, we're not even at the All-Star break. He's had 10 three-point games. Only Wayne Gretzky has done it quicker. Like,
it's amazing. Imagine, if you're watching MSG right now, or if you got a chance later, go to NHL.com, watch the replays and the recap of the game, San Jose Anaheim, and watch the plays that Celebrini is doing. Now, never mind. This guy could be playing in the World Juniors for Team Canada right now. He's still eligible. He's 19. He won't be 20 until June this summer. He's a 2006 birthday. Right? That's how young and how incredibly talented he is. So this debate was always Celebrini, Bedard, who makes Team Canada.
Yeah.
I think Celebrini is a shoe-in and probably a top six, top nine guy. Bedard, to my understanding is I believe Bedard's going to be on the outside. I think Bedard, with the injury and all of that, maybe on the outside. There's a lot of good, but Celebrini is you know what? Like, they've already said now, when it comes to Team Canada, John Cooper said there's guys that have great resumes that are going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. That's because of players like Macklin Celebrini who are going to come in and push somebody out that have been around and will be disappointed.
I know he's not Gretzky, and yet it's fun to use their names in the same sentence. But honestly, just rewind the clock back to summer. And if Celebrini wasn't on the radar, imagine being Team Canada and all of a sudden you're adding a player that is Gretzky-esque.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding me? And Marty, we were This was our favorite visitor moment in KeyBank Center last year. Even though he only had 1 point in the Sharks' win over the Sabres that night, we were in awe.
He was all everywhere.
Of the performance that Macklin Celebrini
and he almost
in.
Got hurt, remember? He yes. got banged up he got and he missed a few too. Shifts but, and then he came back.
He came back last night too, and there he yep. is out there killing. And he's the last guy off the ice at the bench. He waits for everybody to go through. His mannerisms, instincts, all the stuff that you love to see in a player are on display every single night. Like, this is why I said it in October and November and now in December. The Sharks turnaround. He is the MVP to me. There's no more valuable player to a team. The Sharks yeah, are I mean, nowhere
I, with that Macklin question Celebrini. And that line, most valuable to his team,
right.
Macklin Celebrini, the best player and the most dangerous player. Well, I mean, you right can't. Now, I would have to say Connor McDavid.
Top three in the NHL are McDavid, McKinnon, and Celebrini. Macklin Celebrini
yeah, exactly.
right now.
Exactly. I mean,
it's remarkable. Okay,
that's
we got so some hard. Sabres history to dive into when we come back, and what? That ties in nicely because Ryan Miller's the winningest goalie in franchise history, and his Catwalk for Charity event is coming up, like, really soon. Friday, January 16th at Babeville, presented by New Era Cap Foundation. You know all about it. We've lived the experience many times, and we just want to see you there. Strictly Hip will be performing, open bar, many of Ryan's 0506 teammates, sabres.com/catwalk to get your tickets. A very, very special birthday. In Sabre history, next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.